the mentality of the science community, including myself at that time, was that we are here to stamp out disease. But the idea of health and healing is remote and feels new agey or somehow like, you know, fake science. And so that's an extraordinary mistake we made in medical education over the last 100 years, was to forget the opportunity to create such resilient health that we would be resistant to disease. Instead, we focused all of our trillions of dollars of research and development and trillions of hours of manpower, research and ingenuity and intuition on disease management instead of health. And so the result is what you see around you. And so the reason the dialogue looks like it is in the government and the WHO and the CDC and, you know, the UK system there, you guys are part of this big machine of fear that we created as physicians as well. And so as physicians and scientists, we have created the fight against cancer and the, you know, fear of bacterial infections, the fear of viral infections, when in fact, none of that's really underpinned by the current science. Science has radically changed in the last 20 years, and it hasn't trickled down into the mindset of the physicians, the scientists, and especially the clinicians yet.